the brick basher, Andrew Crombie. There's a comprehensive report that I've seen from Channel 7 last night. The audio's good as well. Let's go to that report. It goes a little while, but it's self-explanatory. It tells you exactly what happened in court.
A man who hit a terminally ill disabled pensioner with a brick dozens of times during a violent attack at the Beenleigh marketplace could be released from jail next year. The victim's family, who've described the offender as an animal, say the sentence isn't tough enough. He was on bail at the time for other random attacks.
It starts with an exchange of words between Andrew Crombie in the striped shirt and a disabled pensioner as he sits on a bench at Beenleigh. The then 19-year-old leaves only to return with a brick. What happens next is so sickening, we won't show you the worst of it. Crombie hits the man who has Huntington's disease 6 times in the face. He tries to get away, but is struck again. He stumbles. His attacker grabs him by the hair. The teenager's co-offender, who was just 15 at the time, joins in. Crombie holds the victim by the shirt and knees him in the head. The pensioner again tries to escape, but he's kicked as he falls to the ground. The teenager pulls his hair back and puts him in a headlock while the violence continues. Crombie, who had taken alcohol and Xanax, stole his tobacco. Court documents obtained by 7 News show he hit him with the brick around 26 times. The victim's siblings were in Beenleigh District Court today for his attacker's sentence.
He's just, yeah, an animal.
Judge Ian Dearden said of the security pictures, "I hate to say it's seared in my brain. I can actually play it in my head. I see lots of distressing things in this job, but I found that particularly disturbing." The court was told Crombie has a history of randomly attacking strangers at the Beenleigh marketplace. 6 months earlier, he assaulted 3 people. He punched a man because he thought he was looking at him. When his partner intervened, Crombie punched her before turning on a security guard. The judge sentenced him to 4.5 years jail. He'll be eligible for parole in April.
That isn't long enough for what we've got to go through and what we've seen.
Last month, the same judge let his juvenile accomplice walk from court with no conviction recorded. Today, the Attorney General said the DPP formed the view that there was no prospect of a successful appeal.
We were hoping that they would.
Back on the streets after bashing a man dying from a disease. Carly Waters, 7 News.
Well done, Carly. Excellent report about a disgraceful story. Ian Dearden. I hate to say it seared my brain, the judge. I can actually play it in my head. I see lots of distressing things in this job, but I found this particularly disturbing, and he gets out in April. Despite the fact that 6 months earlier he assaulted 3 people. He's a repeat offender.